First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, and checking in with us right now, Star Valley Lady Braves, well, I'm not sure what to call you, Kenley, but you are a thief. You steal the ball a lot. Kenley Engelhart joining us here on Sports Friday. Thanks for taking some time out of your Friday.
Of course.
Kenley, let's start with, kind of give us a background. Now, I'll be honest, I'm kind of slow to this party. Your mom was quite a basketball player. Tell me about your parents and maybe how you kind of grew up and knew you wanted to be involved in high school sports.
Yeah, my mom was a basketball player for Star Valley, and from what I've heard, she was pretty good. I never watched her, but
she was.
Yeah, she went to college playing, so that was a huge part of why I like it so much. And then my dad, he's always just grew up around sports, and so when I was born, they were like, she has to do sports.
But, you know, to your credit, you've obviously latched on to it and found some things that you'd like to enjoy, and you're a multiple sport player. But you were kind of, at least in basketball, you were put into the lineup pretty early, just by the nature of what was needed on the court. It was a bit of a rebuild, and kind of talk to us about maybe starting, you know, getting those minutes as an underclassman as opposed to where you are now, and maybe the difference in confidence level or what are some things that have changed?
Last year compared to this year, I was definitely a lot less confident last year, just being an underclassman and having so much pressure and not really knowing how to handle it, but it also made me a lot better as a leader. But compared to this year, I've definitely improved in many things, I guess. I don't know.
It seems to me, yeah, confidence level, and at least, especially on maybe I would say on the defensive side of things, you really seem like you're kind of going out there and saying you're not getting through here. talk to us about that mentality. What are some of the things that Coach Erickson and the coaching staff have asked you to do on a daily basis? What are some of the things that you guys work on in practice, and you specifically, what are some of your roles that you take on?
We always try to push each other in practice a lot. So, like, you always try to find the best person who will push you the most, and you always want to see what they can do and see how hard they can push you. And coach always talks about having a positive mental game, because that's a huge part of basketball. That's 90% of it. So we always try to work on being positive and just trying to stay confident even after doing things that may take our game down a little bit.
You've played some really good teams so far this year in some different classifications. You played a really good lineman team to a 1-point game, the Thunder Basin game, both of those back-to-back out at Flaming Gorge. Both of those ended up going the other way in terms of the final score, but let's talk about some of these close games, and you guys play a really urgent style of defense. Talk to us about those matchups and maybe some things you'd like to see to put you on the other side of the winning column.
Oh, defense is a huge part of those games. Like, if we didn't play as good as defense as we did, we definitely would not have played with them. Defense is a huge part of our game. Like, we work on that a lot in practice because we've struggled with scoring. So we're like, well, if we can't score, we have to rely on our defensive points and those to help us. And we've definitely gotten a lot better at scoring. So I think that has helped quite a bit for teams who are fast-paced teams who like to run the ball, so that helps a lot. But our defense is a huge part of it.
In terms of improving on the offensive side of the ball, and you can definitely see that this year. But still a long way to go, and still a lot of potential out there. What are some of the things that you guys that you as one of the team leaders, you feel like your offense can do over the course as you get ready to start conference season, some things like that?
I definitely think push the ball, because we struggled last year with, like, running through our plays and not really looking to score and taking the opportunities that were given to us. So I think if we just push the ball up the court because we're a pretty fast team. Like, we have a lot of athletic girls, so if we push the ball, then that will get us the points that we need.
What are some of the things that stand out to you in the course of the season? Because obviously you play basketball because it's supposed to be fun. What are some of the fun memories that you have so far, and maybe some of the things that you look forward to over the course of a season?
Just the girls. The girls we have are super fun, and the coaches make it so much better because they're always staying positive and always helping us out when we need it. And I'm super excited to play with some girls in my grade this year. I haven't played with a ton of them, but a lot of new girls on varsity because we had 7 seniors last year. So most people would think that that would make us be in a little bit of a bad situation of losing so many girls. But I think it's actually good to have some new and get to play with different people.
Yeah, and where we had mentioned you were kind of forced into the varsity, we were kind of put in the varsity lineup as an underclassman. Now, yeah, you get a chance to maybe kind of rekindle the chemistry with some of your own classmates.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that. I love the girls in my grade. We all have a decent, good connection. Like, we're all friends. We all talk. And so I feel like it's going to be super fun.
You got some big games coming up. Of course, got a break here, which is nice. But next week you get to go to Pinedale to take on Buffalo, which is kind of an interesting matchup in terms of, you know, it's a team you wouldn't normally see. And then, of course, then you jump into conference play. What are some teams and some things that you have in mind coming up that you guys, or maybe even you particularly, do you have anything circled specifically, any matchups or anything that you're wanting to accomplish over the next couple weeks?
I know that Jackson's coming up, and Jackson's always a big rival of ours, so I'm pretty excited for that game. But, yeah, I'm interested to see how Buffalo does, because I haven't really seen them play, so I don't know how they are, but I'm sure we'll watch film on them and be prepared when the time comes.
Kenley, let's learn about some of your teammates just a little bit, just as we kind of wrap things up. Who's the class clown of your team? Who keeps things light on the bus?
Oh, that's a tough question. All of the girls are pretty crazy. I don't even know. I'd have to say probably like Cameron Erickson or Anna Olenslager, or we have a new girl this year. Her name's Kaylee, and she's very funny. She's always cracking jokes. So,
in terms of music, who has the playlist? Who runs the playlist on the bus?
Han does. She always gets us pumped up, and she always has the good music.
All right. What's some of the things you do off the court?
I don't know. I definitely have a goofy side. I'm not scared to talk to people, so I'm pretty talkative.
Well, it works out pretty well for us then. We appreciate you talking with us today. Kenley, anything we haven't touched on that is on your mind that you might want to mention as far as moving forward this season as pertains to basketball?
I don't think so. I think you got them all. I'm super excited for this season. I think we can do some great things.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. It has been fun and will continue to be do so. Kenley, thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to getting you back on the court next week.